Okay, for the past 150 years, women have been turned away from attending the service for members of the Arch-Confraternity of the Redemptorist Order in Limerick. Well, it's the end of an era, and this male-only mass is due to come to an end. Join us to discuss this is Father Seamus Enright, who's director of the Redemptorist in Limerick. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
There's a bit of controversy about this morning.
I'm not sure that women were actually ever turned away. I suppose the signal was that this was for men, but if a woman turned up, she should have been allowed in, you know. So it was not as drastic as it sounds.
Well, let's clarify. Would a woman get a dirty look?
Recently, no, but in the past, probably.
Right. So I suppose, Father, can you tell me, first of all, I'm fascinated by this. Was this the only male-only mass in Ireland, number one? And number two, how come it lasted so long, and why is it going? Why are you getting rid of it?
Was it the only one in Ireland? That I wouldn't be sure of. It was definitely the only one in Limerick in recent years. The confraternity began 150 years ago. It'll be 150 years this coming January. And began here in the Redemptorist Church in Limerick. At its peak in the 1950s, thereabouts, the membership went to about 10,000. And the church was in use every evening. Men met on Monday, Tuesdays and Wednesday evenings. Young men met on Thursdays and boys met on Friday evenings. So it was a huge phenomenon in Limerick in my growing up. I'm from Limerick myself. It's in terminal decline. I mean, there's no doubt that that's the situation. The average attendance now is about 55 a week. Some months back,
and this mass is regularly attended. It's at 8 p.m. on Monday evening.
8 p.m. on a Monday. Yeah, we have a mass every evening in the church at 7:15, which is open to everybody. And of course we have the confraternity mass at 8 o'clock. Some months back, some of the men approached me wondering, could it move? Could it merge with the 7:15 mass? On the grounds that they're quite old now, because I doubt that there's anybody under 60 at it, and that they found going out at 8 o'clock in the winter was very difficult. So that's where the idea came from. We also needed to do some rationalisation ourselves. There are 21 of us in the community here at Mount St. Alphonsus, but there are only 5 of us under 70. So the pool of Redemptorists who are available for service has decreased as well.
I see. I was reading in the Examiner this morning, Father, where you know, this is the march of time and things have to change, but that your parishioners, the men who participated in this mass, feel that they've been relegated to the second division. Is that fair on them?
I think that's a very unfair language for them to use. And I saw that, a quotation to that effect in the Leader, that having to go to mass with other people would be putting them into a second division. I can understand people are upset, people are sad. Lots of the men in the confraternity have been speaking to me over the past few weeks. Some of them have been coming since they were boys. They've been coming for 70 years. They're sad, they're upset, but it's not ending. I mean, it's moving. It's moving from 8 o'clock to 7:15. It will merge with the other mass, of course, but the men were still a part of the church reserved for them. They have what they call, their own sections. They can continue to meet in their sections. So this seems to us as a community here, and I think to a lot of the men as well, the most sensible and the most realistic thing that we can do at this stage. Now, we're sad as well.
But well, Catholic is universal, isn't that what Catholic means, and egalitarianism?
And there shouldn't be segregation at mass. I think, one thing we've committed to with the men is, because we've worked with men here in Limerick for 150 years, and people comment how proportionately more men seem to come to our church than go to other churches.
Can I ask you, how have your female parishioners reacted to it? By the way, did they ever stage a protest, females?
No,
silently, a silent protest by marching into the chapel at 8 o'clock.
Not at all. But in recent years, some women have been coming to the 8 o'clock mass.
Can I ask you, Father, just finally, is this a this is yet again another example of how much pressure the church is under right across the country. Because there are, I see it right across the country. Removals are practically a thing of the past now. There are churches only opening on certain times. There are priests having to be shared between parishes. Yes. You really are facing a crisis in the Catholic Church at the moment, aren't you?
There are major difficulties and a major crisis. I mean, our church is still going very well. We have 3 daily masses. On Monday, there were 4. So it's not as if people don't have the opportunity and that the men won't have the opportunity of continuing to come to Mass here in Mount St.
But we're running out of priests, aren't we, Father?
Hmm?
We're running out of priests.
We are, of course, running out of priests. There's no doubt about that at all. As I said earlier, there are 21 of us in the community here. 14 of them are over 80. 5 of us are under 70. We run what is still, by today's standards, a flourishing church. We have a secondary school. You know, we're a busy community, but we have to face the reality and we have to rationalise and reorganise.
One other question. Are you seeing many vocations coming from Limerick, for example?
No, none. We have.
So there is no future generation of priests coming out of there?
There's no future generation of priests coming to the Redemptorists from Limerick, not at present. We have, in our province at present, which covers the whole island, we have 2 students, okay. 2 seminarians, neither of whom are from Limerick. Okay. So I suppose there's a challenge there as well, of course, that if communities want the church to continue, then communities have to look at how we manage
our way. We'd have to restructure the church. It's going to have to be a whole new view. Yep. Maybe female priests, dare I say it to you, maybe put you off your cornflakes this morning. I better not. Father Seamus Enright, rector of the Redemptorists in Limerick, thank you very much for joining us.